Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham, Triple Diamond, calling in from Austin, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of this fantastically growing business of ASEA for the past 3.5 years, and it's just been a great ride for us. Each and every Monday, I love to bring somebody special guest onto the call and basically find out a little bit about themselves, a background, what brought them here to this great company of ASEA. And for really for us as people, field associates, and you might be a guest listening to this for the first time, to kind of get your arms wrapped around this. What I have found is it's kind of hard for people sometimes in the beginning to kind of have an understanding of what they have their hands on. And this is, guys, and I always try to have people understand in the beginning, this is big. This is really big. And it warrants your full attention to be a part of this or to really fully understand with what you're a part of. Don't treat it like just anything else out there that might be a part of a hobby. Treat this real and you'll get real paid. It just takes a little bit of time. I have a good friend of mine who's going to be on a call with us tonight, Sean Burke. Sean Burke has basically 3 decades in the physical therapy industry and also sports medicine. And Sean Burke also is the CEO and founder of With Performance Center and is a strength, conditioning, and performance specialist for high school athletes. But he's on the medical board for ASEA. And this past week, yesterday, was as we were talking today, he broke the record for the Pacific Northwest U.S. Triathlon 2016. He's a regional sprint champion, but he also broke the record there at the young age of, he's just probably in his early 50s, but it's always been fantastic to listen to what ASEA has done for him, what he's been able to do for people with ASEA. But Sean, thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to come on our call tonight and share with us a little bit of information for with your background.
Thank you, Terry. Can you hear me?
I've got you. So, Sean, as we get going, if you wouldn't mind, share with everybody a little bit of who you are and what originally brought you to this great company of ASEA.
So, as you said, I've been in physical therapy. I graduated in 1989 after serving my time in the service and went back to school and got my physical therapy degree. Started doing physical therapy, working with head injury, stroke patients, and also sports medicine, which is probably that's where my passion was. So I did that, and then also kind of off of that, I became a personal trainer because I always liked athletics, and so I got into being a personal trainer at the same time. So I kind of did a double role there. And so medical field has always been in my life, all my life actually, and so that was something I was really passionate about. And one time back in May of 2012, I was getting ready to do a Ironman race, my 18th Ironman. I've done Ironman races for quite a few years. But at that particular time, I was just turning 50, and then I was at the point where my body was breaking down. I wasn't able to compete at the level I wanted to or I was used to. When you do an Ironman race, you're required to have 20 to 21 hours of training per week, and those hours weren't there. I was down to maybe 4 hours a week. My body was broken. I was always in pain. I was always tired. I was depressed because I wasn't able to perform. And just one day I was getting in May, we have a big race here in Spokane. It's called the Bloomsday Race, and there's over 60,000 runners. And so they had a big trade booth going on. So I walked by this trade booth, and I saw ASEA, and I didn't even think anything of it. And then I kind of made my round and walked by it again, and I saw the science of ASEA. And I went, science of ASEA. So then I took some brochures, and I just stuffed it in my bag and didn't really think of it. Well, about 2 weeks later, after still not training at the level I wanted to and being sore and not sleeping well, I just took out the brochure and I started reading about ASEA. I said, this sounds interesting. When it talked about cellular health, it talked about cellular communication, it talked about the glycogen storage and things of that nature. That got me excited, and I said, well, I need to do some more research. So I started doing some more research. I started reading up on it. I got Dr. Gary Hamilton's book and started reading that. And then at that particular time, Dr. Robert Ward and Jerry Samuelson were doing a weekly radio broadcast, and they were talking about, and I started listening to that, and they started talking about the digestive system and the cranial or the cardio system, and how all this works with how the redox single molecules work within your system, and that really got me excited. So I said, you know what, I need to get on this stuff and see if it really works. So I got on it, and I started. It took me about 3 weeks, and I, you know, saw some subtle movements or subtle changes, and I started sleeping better. All of a sudden, my nutrition when I was out training started, you know, I was digesting food better, and it was, so I started feeling more energy. And that 4 weeks or 4 hours of training per week increased to 6 hours, and then it increased to 10 hours, and then it increased to 12 hours, and then it increased to, I was back up to 20 hours of training. So at, and then at that particular time, like I said, I was about 8 weeks out from my Ironman race. So I was on the product for 6 weeks before I actually did the Ironman race. And I went to the Ironman race with new confidence, just confidence in my training, confidence in my ability, and got to the race and went and started that race and had the race of my life. So at 50 years old, doing my 18th Ironman, at the end of the day, I had taken 58 minutes off my time from previous races. And so here I was, PRing by almost an hour at an Ironman race. And then normally after an Ironman race, I have to get IVs, and I'm down trying to get massages. I walked across the finish line, picked up, you know, a piece of pizza, ate that pizza and drank a chocolate milk, and went out and watched these other people race for the rest of the day. I was on my feet till midnight that night. And I went, wow. And I just was on fire. I, you know, normally have to take a couple of weeks off from work. The race is on Sunday. I took Monday off, was back to work on Tuesday, back to training on Wednesday. And then that year, I went and raced 9 more races and set 9 more personal best records on previous races I had done. And that's the way it's been ever since I've been on ASEA.
So, okay, so you've done 18 Ironman at that time, and you set your personal best on your 50th, when you're 50 years old, that you've ever done?
Yes, I was actually 51 at the time, but yes, 51 years old, and I went faster and had the best race of my career of doing Ironman races and the best racing season I had done in my previous 23 years of racing Ironman races.
And how long had you been drinking ASEA at the time?
I was only on it for 6 weeks after doing my first Ironman.
Wow, and how much were you drinking?
I was drinking 4 ounces in the morning and 4 ounces in the afternoon and 4 ounces in the evening. I figured, was reading Dr. Gary Samuelson's book, and the thing that really caught me is he said, it's potent in your system for up to 3.5 to 4 hours. And I looked at how much, you know, I was awake during the day and how much training I was doing. And I said, well, you know, if I keep it potent in my body, it seems like from the medical standpoint that I'm going to get the most benefits out of it. And so that's how I've been on it since day one. I've taken it 3 times a day, 4 ounces in the morning, afternoon, and evening. And it's changed my life.
That's fascinating. You know, it's funny, Sean, I've heard your story, but this is, I don't know, I'm hearing it different tonight or something, but that's truly fascinating. So you've been a part. Now, when did you decide to start to share ASEA with people?
Well, that's a good question. After being on it and seeing what it had done for me, I got on in 2012, May of 2012. It was after that racing season that, you know, we have about a 3-month racing season. It was after the end of the season where I said, you know what? This stuff can help other people. And being in the medical field and working with patients with health challenges, I started thinking, I would be crazy not to indulge in, get involved in this and give it to people. I mean, I've always been in my life, but I've always helped people. That's my passion. That's why I became a therapist, is I wanted to help people. And what I found out when I started reading the science and seeing what it did to me, I went, I can't keep the secret any longer. I have to get this out. And that's when I jumped on board and I said, you know what? I need to jump on board. I signed up because I was just a customer at the time when I was taking it, when I was getting ready to do my Ironman race. But after doing the research on it and seeing what they had done to me personally, so I got a personal a testimony of what it did for me. And then I said, you know what? I'm in this to help people, and this is going to help. This is going to be the vehicle for me to help other people.
So it was about, I guess, a couple months after you started using a product, you decided to kind of become an associate and embrace the business side, or we'll share with other people.
Correct.
And so now you're a gold. What's that?
I couldn't let it go. I mean, I couldn't let this opportunity go. I could not let this opportunity go without helping more people, with either athletes or people with health challenges. I just could not do that.
You run a pretty extensive clinic. You've been around this industry for a long time, and you've seen the best stuff out there. Have you ever seen anything that really compares to ASEA and what it does?
Well, you know, being, again, medical field, being in the athletic field, you know, I've been on tons of different, you know, sports drinks. I've been on nutritional products. I mean, I got hit with it from all different angles. I mean, just alone at that, when you think about the expo I was at where I discovered the ASEA booth, there must have been 200 booths there pushing their product, and this is the best thing since, you know, chocolate pudding, and pushing. And this was the only one that said the science behind it. And so that's what caught me. So it was an opportunity that from a medical point, that really got me involved in it. And when you look at what has, you know, since then, it's just been unbelievable.
So you've been part of it now for roughly 4 years, and you've seen success, you're gold, and were you the top sponsor last year?
Yes, my wife and I were the top enroller last year.
Way to go. Awesome. Congrats. I just remembered that as we're having this conversation. Tell me with what you're seeing, and you don't get specific on anything you want to, but what are you starting to see with your – are you starting to see, I mean, do all athletes that you see get some type of result with the products?
The athletes, what I find out is the athletes who take the product correctly and have the patience with the product. In other words, they'll take it for a week and then they're like, oh, it doesn't help, and they stop. The athletes who take the product correctly, which is, in my book, 3 times a day, and stay on it for at least 90 days, they never get off it. You know, example is the 71-year-old lady who came to our facility and was, you know, 30 pounds overweight and came to our facility, wanted to do an Ironman race at 71 years old. And she walked in my door and I went, you want to do what? And she says, well, I want to do an Ironman race. And I'm like, okay. And how old are you again? She says, I'm 71. And I said, okay. So I started working with her, got her on the product. And we did the dosage the same way, 3 times a day. And here's a lady who came to my facility in February of last year and started taking ASEA. We worked until August on her conditioning with using ASEA or U28. And in August of that year, she went to Boulder, Colorado, and had set the course record for the swim and the run for her age group, qualified for Kona, the World Championships, and went to Kona and placed fourth at the World Championships. And then she just recently, she became an ASEA athlete, and just a couple of weeks ago, she actually qualified for the World Championships Half Ironman in Australia and is leaving tomorrow to go to qualify for the World Ironman World Championships in California. So here's a lady, this is a year ago, think about this, a year ago, 14, or 15 months ago, 30 pounds overweight, couch potato, wanted to do an Ironman, got her on the product, got her training, and here she is 15 months later, already placed at the World Championships, is currently ranked number one in the world in the Ironman distance triathlon, and now is taking a step further by qualifying for the World Half Ironman Championships in Australia that will be in September, and this weekend is going down to try to qualify for the World Championships for the full Ironman in Kona, and she is picked to win her age group and pick to qualify.
So was she a runner or an athlete before all this?
She was an athlete who, in her earlier age, was, but then she became, you know, raised her family, became a truck driver. When she came to me, she had not been able to finish an Ironman race or any triathlons for the last 3 years. She was, had not, there was no race that she was able to complete because she wasn't physically fit. She was overweight. She wasn't training right. She wasn't getting the right sleep. She wasn't getting the right nutrition. And her body was falling apart at 71 years old.
That's amazing. Now, yeah, here's something. Also, you know, you just recently had another product experience for yourself after one of your runs. What happened there?
Well, in April of this year, or February of this year, I was out snowshoeing, and I had a knee injury in which I split my meniscus, and I ended up getting, I mean, here's a funny thing. The product is so good that you actually do things that you think you can't do. So you actually push your body further than you, I mean, you have to be, you know, smart with this. So I had this pain in my knee, and I just kept trying to work through it. I said, oh, I just took more C, and the pain went down a little bit, but I kept pounding. What I ended up doing is causing a stress fracture in my femur, my distal end of my femur. And I'm like, man, I can't get over this. And so I went to a doctor, a good friend of mine, and he x-rayed, and he goes, you're done. Your career is over. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, look at your knee. He showed me an MRI. I looked at the picture, multiple stress fractures in the medial compartment of my femur. I'm like, oh, no. He goes, how are you even running right now? And I said, I just am. He goes, you need to stop. Your career is over. So I didn't take that. So then I went to another guy, a second opinion, same doctor or a different doctor, orthopedic specialist, best in town, looked at my MRI, and he says, you're done. Your career is over. And I said, that can't be. He goes, no, it really is. It's over. I went home and said, I can't accept that. I doubled my dosage of Visia to 3 times a day. It went from the 4 ounces, I went to 6 ounces, and took myself and did some rehab with myself, went in the pool. And 12 weeks later, after having this injury, I was back to racing. And as you said, the last 2 races I've set course records for myself and have won my age group both times. And I went back to the doctor a week ago, and he said, I do not know how you healed so quickly. I do not know how you're racing, but whatever you're doing, keep doing what you're doing. I've never seen anything like this.
Wow. So, Sean, where do you see this going? I mean, you kind of stumbled across this at some booth. You got a brochure, which is crazy, which I think is really cool. And you've been on the product. You've got plenty of numbers of people on the product. I think you sponsored somewhere over 90 people, something like that, if I remember correctly, last year. Where do you see this going? Where do you see, we got the health and the aging, the athletics, the science or redox. If there's a guest or somebody listening to it, or somebody that's been in a CF a little bit, or maybe they're struggling right now, where do you see this going, in your professional opinion?
Well, from a physical therapy standpoint and the medical part of it, to see the product work on people with health challenges has been remarkable. And when I understand the way the body works, because I studied the body for all my career, and how the body works internally, this will be, it will definitely catapult ourselves into the 21st century of new, unknown medicine. When I think about listening, or when I think about what it has done to people, and I think about, and I've seen it personally and witnessed it personally with my clients, and seeing people go from basically no hope to hope, and it's one thing is the when you talk about the way the product is, works within their system, within our body, and the way it communicates with the cells, and the way it replaces and repairs damaged cells, the way it lowers oxidative stress, the way it works with lowering the LDL within our body. And also, I've had the privilege of being on the medical professional board. I can tell you this company is doing their homework. And I would not be involved with the medical board if I had not seen what they do. We've had a couple meetings, and I can tell you, the company is doing their homework. They're crossing their T's and dotting their I's, and they're doing research to back up everything that we're telling you. And when I see the stuff that's coming out, and I see the new research that they're doing, and I see the vision that they're going, I mean, like you say, Terry, you got to jump on the train, buckle in, and hang on, because it's going to take us to so many new heights that it's going to be unbelievable. And we're, you know, when you think about, if you have the passion for people and the passion to make people healthier and the passion to help people better, this is the vehicle, because I've seen it with my own eyes. And I can tell you, I have literally cried with patients and watched it get better. And we all were sitting there crying together because it has changed people's lives. And that's the passion I have for it. And it, yeah, I have sponsored a lot of people, but I have changed more lives than I have sponsored. And that's more powerful to me than anything else.
Wow. Now, you made a comment to me about people taking the product correctly, right? And you asked me today how I was taking it and gave me some suggestions. Do you suggest people take 3 servings a day?
I do. I think I really do. I really think that that's a key component. And the reason why, again, when you get back to what Gary Samuelson said and Dr. Robert Ward, and listen to them when I was listening to them early on, that's what it's been designed for. When it stays within your system at a high level for 3.5 to 4 hours maximum, and then it starts depleting. If you think about that, it's like keeping your body hydrated. If you don't hydrate enough during the day, then you get dehydrated and your body shuts down. It's like keeping your body hydrated for what you're trying to accomplish, or, you know, for the day. And so by keeping those redox single molecules at a high level in your body constantly, your body is going to have a high advantage of detecting and repairing cells that need to be replaced or repaired, and health challenges that we have going on in our body that we don't even know about. If I got anything going on inside of me, I want to keep my level at the highest level I can, so I can constantly work on making my body healthier.
So for right, as we sign off, and we'll open up for questions after, but I'll shut the recording off first. But what's some advice you can give to the associates out there, or maybe a guest who might be listening? What's some advice as we close the call out?
My advice is to do your homework. Check out, know the product, know how it works, and then also have the passion to want to help other people. My wife and I are in this business because we have the passion that we want to help people. Yes, you know, you do make an income from it. But I think if you understand the person's why they want to be on the product, or why they want to build a business, or why they want to be involved with the CF, if you know that person's why and you understand that, you're going to be able to communicate with that person at a much higher level. And by knowing the product and understanding how it works, it becomes an easy communication with the people you talk to. I mean, when we talk to people, my wife and I, we find out, we you know, ask them a few questions, and then we listen to them. Why do they want, whatever, maybe some of the health challenges they got going on, or why they want to, you know, bring in income. We look at those different angles of why they want to be in the business, and then we look at how does the CEO work into that equation. So knowing that, knowing the person's why, knowing why they want to get better, or why they want to be in the business, or why they want to help other, become successful, then you can communicate with that person at a much higher level.
Man, Sean, this has been awesome. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and share some of your insights with everybody listening in. I know everybody was excited to come and catch on to the live portion, also to the recorded portion throughout the week. So if you don't mind, as I shut off the recording, if you don't mind, if I open up for questions, are you good for that?
I'm good for that.
Excellent. So, guys, hold on one sec and get this recording out to your people. You can go to www.teamliveit.com. You can get the recorded number off there, and also it will be archived there throughout the week and for the next few months to come. So get that out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. Hold on one sec.